Hi, this is Yvette Francino from SearchSoftwareQuality.com, and I'm here today with Matthew Sullivan and Scott Barber, who will be presenting at the upcoming Software Test Professionals Conference, or STPCon, on October 25th about managing risk for software products. Matt is a quality control engineer at CCH Teammate and has extensive experience working in audit and risk management industries. Scott is well known for his performance test expertise and is CTO of PerfTest Plus Inc. So welcome, Matt and Scott, and I would like to start by asking you both to tell us a little bit more about your backgrounds and why you chose this topic for your presentation. You know, why is managing risk so important? So let's start with you, Matt.
Hi. Thanks, Yvette. Well, basically my background for the past 7 years, I've been working in testing and primarily in the area of performance testing. Prior to that, I was a support engineer and a project coordinator and all kinds of different things in software development. I've been in development for about the past 15 years. The reason that I'm interested in this subject is because I've found performance testing and as well as security testing and other more technical elements of testing to be just really an overwhelming topic requiring a lot of knowledge. And what I've recently discovered is that by looking at it from a risk perspective, it really becomes a much more manageable subject.
Okay, great. Scott?
Yeah, so I took kind of a meandering path into testing, and having come from other industries, I was surprised when I got into this testing and development field just how disconnected these development teams often seemed from the core goals and risks of their home business, you know, the parent business. And so I've been, you know, struggling for a long time to figure out how to get these things aligned. And I think this, you know, this risk model is one way to get folks who are developing and testing the software more aligned with the needs and the risks of the business as a whole, as opposed to simply being focused on the needs and the risks of the software.
Okay. All right. So, Matt, this is a question for you. In the presentation, you're going to be talking about control model testing. And so can you tell us more about this approach and how it differs from the traditional requirement-driven testing?
Certainly. What control model testing is, it's an approach which derives test cases from a model that we create of a software system. And that model is based on a classification of all of its different parts based on a really simple risk-based taxonomy. So what that means is we take things like the software functions as well as things like what the software needs to do, and we align that with what things might go wrong with the software and what systems can be put into place to control what happens if those things go wrong. And we derive our test cases based on that, you know, determining how effective those systems, which are controlling the reaction to risk events, are, rather than basing all of our tests on the validation and verification that the system meets its requirements. So this is a model-based approach rather than a process-based approach, which is how I would describe much of traditional testing, the requirement, what I say is requirement-driven, which is, you know, you basically decide what the software needs to be able to do, and you create requirements based on that, and then once you have those requirements, you create test cases to verify that those requirements have been met. The problem with a requirement-driven approach or any process-driven approach, in my opinion, is that when one step in the process doesn't happen, like the business analyst doesn't actually write down the requirements and instead just informally, you know, verbalizes them, or the developer just creates something and the business analyst says, hey, this is great, can we deploy it, then the tester gets what we refer to as you know, a requirement block. I can't test this because I don't know what it's supposed to do because I don't have any requirements in writing. And that is one of the big things that we sought to overcome with this approach.
So Scott, let's talk about how that works with performance testing, which I know is notorious for having, you know, being difficult to elicit requirements for performance tests from the business. Does it get any easier with this control model type of testing?
It makes it, I guess, a little easier. What it does is it makes explicit and accurate requirements a little less critical. What happens is the reason it's so hard to elicit, quote, good requirements with performance is because, except for a very few cases, it's really all based on assumptions and guesswork. And when that happens, I like to call them desirements instead of requirements. But once we set these, these requirements or goals or targets, then the performance tester tests to them, and we enter this cycle of trying to ever improve performance so that it's so good and the capacity is so high that we couldn't possibly have a problem in production. Except that's an unrealistic, it's kind of like chasing your tail. It's just not really going to happen. When you switch to this risk control model thinking, if you will, then instead of just saying, wow, if our performance is good enough, we won't have a problem, you acknowledge the possibility that it might not be, and you try to put into place controls for what if this scenario does happen, and then we test to make sure that that control works. So, for example, if you're worried about so many people coming to your site in a sales blitz that it'll take your site down, instead of ending up trying but failing to make performance good enough to handle it, what you can do is put in a little trigger that says, hey, if the load goes up so high, we can redirect them to this page that says, hey, enter your information and a salesman will contact you as soon as possible. And this might not be ideal, but it's far better than everybody getting kicked out of the site because the site goes down. And then what happens is after you reach a certain degree of performance, whatever that degree might be, you switch your testing to testing to make sure that that control works, that failover in this particular case, so that you have confidence going into production that you've mitigated to a reasonable degree that risk that has you worried.
Okay. Let's wrap up, Matt and Scott. I'd just like to ask both of you, I will start with you, Matt, what you think the biggest takeaway for the people attending the presentation will be.
I think that the biggest takeaway will be, number one, the biggest challenge in testing isn't mastering the process and the inputs and outputs of the process, but managing the enormous amount of knowledge that's required really to do a meaningful job of it. And I think that is the same whether you are doing compliance testing, security testing, performance testing, or functional testing. All of them really require a lot of knowledge in order for it to be a high-value thing. And I think that this system that we're showing in this presentation will really give the audience a sense that managing that knowledge is not an impossible task, and that it's something that has a lot of return.
Okay, Scott.
Yeah, I think really if there's one key takeaway that I would like people to walk out with, it's that they can just step back just a little bit for just a moment here and there and ask themselves, what is the biggest risk or what are the biggest risks to the success of this thing, this software, this product that I'm working on in terms of my business, and how can I help find out how likely that risk is, and how can I find out how this risk is going to be mitigated, and then how can I test the control mechanism that's being put in place to manage this risk. And if people can just spend a minute here and there thinking about that, changing maybe a few of the questions they ask, I think what we'll end up seeing is a whole lot more success in terms of our business success, and a lot more satisfied stakeholders at the management and executive level of our businesses as we ship software.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I will see you soon in Dallas.
Okay, thanks for having us.